getting slammed into the dirt, shoved into the arena walls, and knocked down from all directions. All for free? The Canadian gals of both the Western's Women Football League and the Legends Football League do all that and more, and the LFL even do it in bikinis. I can only imagine what the bruises from something like that look like. One of our own U Windsor Lancers, Katrina Krywak, is studying the differences between both leagues for her master's degree in human kinetics. She's most interested in the differences and similarities between how the leagues are structured, how those structures affect the women's experiences, and the level of control the women feel they have over these structures and experiences, as well as the media coverage on both of these full contact leagues. We started by asking her where her interest in pursuing her research came from.
So I first started getting interested in football when I was an undergrad. I started playing in a sort of intramural female flag football league. One year, our team that we had decided to enter a Powder Puff football tournament that Laurier hosts every year, and I just started thinking, this is pretty fun. I wonder if any females play full contact football anywhere.
So through some Google searches, she discovered that there were in fact women's teams in Canada, both out east and out west, that were playing full contact football. Not only were some of these leagues playing full contact football, but the Legends Football League were also doing it in less padding and bikinis.
What are some of the things that you've found as similarities or differences in between the two leagues?
In terms of similarities, I would say that both leagues have really talented athletes from all different sport backgrounds. Most of them haven't had a football background just due to the lack of opportunities for females to play in the sport, but a lot of them are former elite athletes competing in the NCAA or provincial or national level and that sort of thing. So definitely have talented athletes. Differences, the uniforms and equipment that the two leagues use are different. I'd say the overall thing that I'm interested in is how women's sport organizations try to gain legitimacy and credibility as within sort of mainstream sport. So with the WWCFL, their way of doing so is mimicking men's football and following the same rules, having the same equipment, that sort of thing is the way that they're trying to gain legitimacy and being seen as a serious sport. So then with the LFL, it's sort of most interested in seeing that and what they're doing to try and, one of the ways they did that is by rebranding themselves. Initially they were the Lingerie Football League and they rebranded themselves this January as a Legends Football League, and they redesigned the uniforms and removed the lingerie aspect. So they're still wearing bikinis, but they don't have ribbons dangling and lace. They wore garters. The Western Women's Canadian Football League, they play with, you know, full gear that you would see in a men's league. Whereas for the Legends Football League now, they are wearing shoulder pads, a modified hockey helmet, and elbow and knee pads as well. So it's a lot less equipment that they're wearing. And then I would say the other big difference is the versions of football that they're playing.
While they may play and dress differently, both leagues have one interesting characteristic in common. Players are not compensated for playing.
What's one of the most surprising things that you've discovered that you didn't realize before about it all?
Well, I find it interesting that in the LFL, the players aren't compensated for participating. They're not paid, even though I would say it's a business. That's why the players are interested in participating when they're not being compensated.
Katrina hopes her research will gain some more attention for both leagues, as well as full contact women's football in general. She has just returned from interviewing members of the WWFL and hopes to speak with some LFL players as soon as possible. Want to hear what they've discussed so far? Check out the full interview available on our website.